Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong, filling in for Peter Apathy for the morning interview. And my guests are Leslie Fulton. She is the Quality Improvement Director at Sitka Community Hospital, and Bridget Hitchcock, a physical therapist over at the hospital as well. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. So we're here to talk about a new initiative that's taking place at the hospital, a pain class, a pain management class. Bridget, why don't you tell us a little more about that class and when it's taking place and what it involves?
Yeah, so I'm offering this class about every 2 months, and this month it's going to be next Wednesday and then the following Wednesday after that from noon to one in the hospital classroom. So it's a two-part series, so I really encourage people to come to both parts. And what I do is I talk about the physiology of pain, basically really kind of going through the nuts and bolts of what happens in your body when you've been in pain for months or years. So not necessarily like the acute pain, like if you just sprain your ankle, but more for people that have been in pain for long periods of time. And studies have shown that if you learn about pain and the physiology of pain, then you can actually lower your pain levels. So it's an exciting way to think about, you know, treating pain without having to take medication or anything like that.
Can you explain that a little bit, lowering your pain levels? How does that happen?
Well, it has to do with the brain's involvement of the pain. So if people understand what's happening inside their body and they understand that certain things can trigger pain and certain things can calm pain down and they have the power to do that, then they can actually help control their own pain.
Within their own mind.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty different approach to pain management than healthcare providers have been used to. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about how pain management thinking has evolved within healthcare. Even at Sitka Community Hospital, if you want to talk about that, Leslie.
Oh, absolutely.
In the long term, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the approach to pain management in general has evolved quite a lot in the past 10 years or 5 years in the United States. And that evolution came about in large part because of what we are experiencing now with regard to opioid prescription pain medications, which is we've seen a dramatic increase in unintentional overdoses and deaths from opioid pain medications. So partly as a response to that, there's been a lot of research on the best ways to approach pain management and the safest ways to approach pain management. So with respect to that, in the past few months at Sitka Community Hospital, we have undertaken a quality improvement project for our pain management program. And most states, in fact, all states but two in the United States, have adopted pain management guidelines, and Alaska happens to be one of the states that have not. So we are using Washington State's guidelines for best practices for pain management. And so what the evidence shows is that prescribing opioid medication is not enough in terms of improving a patient's pain, but more importantly, probably their quality of life. So with that in mind, we are taking a more comprehensive approach to pain management, and that includes Bridget's Explain Pain class. But it also includes things like, you know, our doctors will now take a more individualized approach with our chronic pain patients. So they'll sit down with each chronic pain patient and set a functional goal that's important to that patient. So that could be something like sitting on the floor and playing with your grandkids or going for a walk in Totem Park, whatever is important for that individual. You know, so that is what we're trying to aim at, is that the individual and providing the safest, most effective pain management based on the best evidence.
Let's take that hypothetical patient you just described and put them against a patient who was solely prescribed prescription pain medication.
Mm-hmm.
What are their two futures look like a year out the gate?
Mm-hmm.
The patient who is treated holistically by a doctor at Sitka Community Hospital versus a patient who is given pills to manage their pain.
So a patient who has been given only pills to manage their pain, they may have an improvement in their pain over time, but they are much less likely to have an improvement in their quality of life. They're much less likely to be able to return to the activities that they enjoyed before They were experiencing chronic pain. They are at higher risk of unintentionally overdosing on their opioid pain medication versus the patient who has who's involved in a comprehensive approach to pain management. The evidence shows that they are significantly more likely to improve their quality of life with the more holistic approach. They are much more likely to be involved again in the activities that were important to them. And they, you know, in generally just feel much better because they are themselves much more involved in the process of their own recovery. It's much more effective across the board, no matter the patient's condition, when they are involved in their own recovery than when they're just taking a pill.
And it sounds like that's been the goal of this class as well. So who are going to be this? Who are the students in this class? Who is the class designed for?
Really anybody. I mean, the last class I had a lot of healthcare providers. I had people in chronic pain, but also family members. You know, I have anywhere from 10 to like, I think the last class I had like 30, 35 people in the class. So this is a real interest of a lot of people. And again, it doesn't just affect the person who's in pain. It affects all the people around them, coworkers, family members, children, spouses, you know, everything. So it's really anybody who has an interest in pain or who is touching pain or pain is touching their lives, I should say.
Yeah. How does it affect those who are standing next to the person with pain?
You know, it's a great question. I mean, I deal with the people usually in pain, but my guess is that it, you know, greatly affects the other people's lives in terms of that person not being able to do the things that they want to do. You know, so say it's a parent who's in chronic pain. Maybe they can't play with their kids like they want them to, or, you know, come to certain events that they want them to. Or maybe they're, you know, depressed. You know, there's a lot of other things that kind of play into the chronic pain picture. And it can be really, really hard for the person who's going through it. And then it can also be very hard for their family members and loved ones.
So you're really trying to flip the relationship with the person in pain instead of pain controlling the person.
Exactly.
The person controlling their pain.
Yes.
Can we do that even on our own? Is there a small exercise that
oh,
can demonstrate
gosh.
Our mastery?
Well,
of the pain?
I mean, I guess I can give you an example.
Sure.
And I give this
yeah.
in my class. So, you know, I'm walking on a trail. I'm walking down Indian River and I step on a tack. Oh, that hurts so much. Oh, my goodness. And then I continue walking and I see a bear. Do you think I'm thinking about that tack or do you think I'm thinking about getting away from the bear? I'm thinking about getting away from the bear. I mean, that's a simple example, but ultimately the brain decides if you have pain. And so the things that happen to your body, like stepping on a tack or, you know, touching a hot stove or, you know, something like that, those are things that your body takes in and all your little receptors take in, but your brain ultimately decides if you experience pain. And I've got many examples, which you can listen to in my class. But your brain kind of weighs everything out. All the incoming things that are coming from the receptors, it weighs everything out, and then it responds pain or no pain. And in the case of the tack and the bear, I wouldn't be feeling the pain of the tack. I would be feeling the adrenaline rush to get away from that bear.
I have one last question for you, Leslie, which is how does this shift in the hospital, or in the pain management program at the hospital, fit within the larger vision of the hospital? What brought all this about? Why a few months ago did you as an organization start reexamining how you treat pain mm-hmm. in this community?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, Rob Allen came on as CEO, and he was very in tune with the larger issue with respect to opioid pain management, because he told me back east that it's a very large issue with prescription pain medication and people overdosing and diversion in the community. And so he asked me to take a look at our pain management program to see, you know, what were we doing and how could we improve. And it fits with our larger vision in that, you know, we want to provide the safest, most effective care that we can for our patients. And as the community hospital, we, you know, we don't want to contribute to any problems in the community, for sure.
Yeah. And that class, Bridget Kaufman's pain management class, is kicking off next Wednesday, September 16th at, I don't believe it's on our community calendar, but we should add it.
I'll add it.
What time?
Noon to 1.
Noon to 1. And where?
At the Sitka Community Classroom, which if you come in the front doors, you take the elevator down and it's and the classroom is right there. And then it'll be the following Wednesday, which I believe is the 23rd, at noon to 1 as well. So part 1 and part 2.
And you'll go ahead.
And it's free.
And it's free. That's a wonderful service you're providing for people who have these questions. And thank you so much both for coming in.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks, Emily.
You've been listening to the voices of Leslie Fulton. She's a quality improvement director at Sitka Community Hospital, and Bridget Hitchcock, a physical therapist there. Thank you both.